Professional athletes are often thought of as idols to others, but what most people look over is how these athletes, coaches, and fans can receive and deal with the most racism out of anyone in this country.
Hello everyone, my name is Ty Gampel. With me are Emil Doctor and Finn McGreevy. In this podcast today, we will be covering the topic of racism in sports.
So later on, we will have an expert speak about their perspective and experience on this. We will also be talking about many recent events, like the ex-Clippers owner, Bananas in Soccer, Luis Suarez, and much more.
We will begin with the problem it has caused and how it affects sports.
A major incident that happened in 2014 was when Clippers owner Donald Sterling was caught on tape being racist towards his girlfriend. According to The Vox, Sterling was a huge racist who's been caught on the tape by TMZ, apparently chiding his half-black, half-Latino girlfriend for appearing in Instagram photos with African-Americans and for hanging out with Magic Johnson.
This shows that no matter how famous the person is, sometimes they will still get discriminated based on their skin color and physical being. So when, even if you're one of the greatest players of a sport to ever play, you will not only receive hate because of your skin color, but because just simply because they're against you, and then to trash talk you, to get on your skin, which is completely not acceptable, they will say something racist. This wasn't the case of that, but we will get onto something like that later on. So in this case, you can see how powerless players are, because they can't really take action against this, because if they do, they will receive an unlimited amount of hate, because the fans and the owners and the coaches and the head of the league will not be able to see really what's going on here. So even if the fan did something unacceptable and the player had a reasonable reaction to it, then this might ruin this player's career, while it barely has an effect on the fan's life, which is clearly unfair.
In this case, the Clippers owner, Donald Sterling, was banned from the NBA for life. Sterling deserved what he got, but in many other cases, racist acts will go unheard. A prime example of this was in a high school hockey game.
One hockey team was Native American, and during the match, a white supremacist poured his beer cans on two of the players. They were humiliated, but yet powerless to do anything against this act. However, over the years, things have gotten a lot better, and the MLB, NBA, and NFL have made huge accomplishments. In 1902, Charles Fullis became the first black football player. In 1936, Jackie Robinson became the first black baseball player, and Jesse Owens managed to win 4 gold medals at the Berlin Olympics in 1936.
But as you can see, those were just the icebreakers. They were the barriers that had to be broken down. And after this, now the NFL, the NBA, both of these leagues are, a huge majority of the leagues are black. And in the Olympics, we see many black people take action. So that's definitely one thing that has gotten better over the past few years, over the past few decades, and over the past century. But then there are still players who play the sport who are racist. For example, Luis Suarez. Luis Suarez is a soccer player who plays, he's actually one of the best soccer players in the world. But, I mean, you can disagree with that. But, so what he did in, I believe, 2012 or 13 or 14, he kicked a player in a World Copa America game. He kicked a player, and then this player asked him why he kicked him. This was all caught on mic on tape. So this player asked him, and then he responds with, "Well, you're black, that's why I kicked you. I don't like black people." And I mean, it's just a horrible thing when you have that in sport. It's ugly. No one wants to see that. And that just kind of ruins the beautiful part of the sport. Next up, we're going to listen to an interview with Paul Regier, interviewed by me. And yeah, let's listen in. So first of all, thank you for your time. But so, Paul, do you think that racism and how do you think that racism has impacted sports?
I think it definitely does impact sports. I think it used to even more, but even now you see some racism in sports. Like, for example, I think people from certain races are sort of socially expected to play certain sports. I think that it's worse with men. You do see more sort of
racism, or
you see more sort of stereotyping,
right,
among men when it comes to sports. I don't think it's as bad with women. I'm not entirely sure, but
yeah. And so is there any idea you would have to, like, how you would change this?
I don't personally have any ideas. And even if I did, I don't think it would work, because I don't know. Okay. There's no way that you're the first person to think of that question.
Yeah, of course.
So somebody else must have asked it before you, and they probably tried to think of ways to eliminate it, but
it hasn't worked.
It hasn't worked, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you. Thank you a lot for your time, sure. And yeah. Thank you again for your time. And now we'll move on to our second part of the podcast after this interview. So, yeah, Ty, take it away.
So, as you can see, there have been many cases of racism in sports over the years, and it still happens frequently today. Even in the highest play in the Premier League, racism happens frequently. The Italian soccer team striker Moise Keane scored the winning goal for his team, but instead of ecstatic reactions from their fans, he was met with insults because he was black. People threw bottles and disrespected him in front of everyone, but players luckily came to Keane's defense, saying that the fans had no right to say those things, even if Keane had been passive-aggressive about his actions.
There are so many examples of racism that go unheard, and this brings up a big question. Is racism in sports something that has to be covered more and should have some rules? With the many cases of racism recorded before, it seems like a logical thing to enforce more rules.
Another example of racism in sports, especially soccer, this has happened multiple times, that when, for example, a black soccer player goes for a free kick or a corner, there have been multiple times when there was literally a banana thrown onto the football field. There have been very different reactions. There have been players walking back to the locker room crying. There have been players picking up the banana and eating it. And there have been so many different reactions. But to see that there are fans who think this is all right to do, or funny even, is just disgusting and is not anything anyone should ever experience, especially when they are performing for millions of people. So that wraps us up for today. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully we'll see you next time. Credits to Emil for recording, editing, and participating. Credits to Ty for participating in research. Credits to Finn for participating in research. And credits to Paul for being interviewed.